You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire.
Yesterday, Ngāti Manuhiri Settlement Trust, in partnership with Revive Our Gulf and the University of Auckland, dropped 7 million kūtai, green-lipped mussels, into the Hauraki Gulf. This comes as part of an initiative to restore the depleted kūtai population in the Hauraki Gulf. It is hoped that restoring these reefs will have a significant positive impact in reversing human-caused damage to the Gulf and its ecosystems. Kūtai are vital in providing shelter, food and protection to local species, but their resources have been depleted due to human activities such as dredging. I speak to the Chief Executive for the Ngāti Manuhiri Settlement Trust, Nicola MacDonald, about the initiative, what it means for the Gulf, and how similar schemes can be implemented across Aotearoa.
How significant of an impact is the drop expected to have in reversing the damage done to the Hauraki Gulf?
Well, it is an absolute significant advancement in terms of addressing sedimentation. The Hauraki Gulf is made up of 1 million hectares of water space, and this deployment, which equals around 100 tonnes or 7 million kūtai, will make a massive change in the areas, the sites where we've deployed. We'll see greater filtration of the waters, and we will hope to see more fisheries and marine habitats coming back to that space.
The spread of exotic caloripa is another threat to the Gulf. How exactly does the drop combat this threat?
Well, you're absolutely right. Exotic caloripa is like the sea gorse. And it is an invasive pest that is going spreading right across the Hauraki Gulf. Now, kūtai are not a treatment for caloripa, so I just want to make that clear to all of our listeners. What the kūtai does is it restores the seafloor where there's been a lot of sedimentation and mainly from land-based activities. Exotic caloripa suffocates the seafloor. So the only way to treat caloripa is we've got to get in the water and we've got to get rid of it.
What were the logistics involved in the drop? Like, how does one go about dropping 7 million kūtai into the bay?
I know, it's a massive exercise. So, you know, starting right at the beginning of the logistics, the mussel spat or the seeds, they come from all the way up at 90 Mile Beach. They've been shipped down to the Coromandel, to Manaia, where the mussel farms are, and the farmers grow the mussels to adult stage, where they're ready to go to market. And we've been really lucky that those farmers have kindly given us quite a substantial load to bring up and restore the Hauraki Gulf. Now, to do that, we have to bring in big barges. And we're looking at 500 kilo bags or sacks that the mussels come up into. We bring the barges up to the sites that we're going to do the deployment, and then it's a matter of organising all of the monitors and the surveyors, all of the staff that will do that work. Plus, we have to make sure that when we deploy the mussels, we're deploying them on the seafloor where there is no sedimentation. So we never drop kūtai into areas where there is sedimentation because they'll only get suffocated. So we need to put them on clean, sandy beds so they can get on with the job of filtration.
If the initiative is successful, do you think it can be used in other areas which have faced human-caused damage, or is this specific to the ecosystem of the Hauraki Gulf?
Look, that's a fantastic question. What we want to do is, in the 40s, 50s and 60s, the whole of the Hauraki Gulf was a green-lipped carpet. That's what it used to look like. So 2 years ago, we actually dropped 150 tonnes back in the Hauraki Gulf. And what we saw 2 years later is all the rimurimu, the seaweed is growing back. We've got juvenile fishes coming back. That's exactly what we want to see. So we know that this method and this type of conservation works. We will see that with this load, and we've got to keep going because when I talk about we, the Hauraki Gulf deserves to be thriving and flourishing.
So would this then be a solution that's quite specific to the ecosystem of the Hauraki Gulf?
It's a solution for all oceans that have mussels. And in our country, generally speaking, all of our ocean spaces from the north to the south actually grow mussels. But where there's been deprivation from land-based activities, from pollution, climate change, if we see that there's a decline in mussel species, this is an absolute way of how we can restore the ocean floor and actually look after all of these taonga species.
The drop took place yesterday on the 29th of July. How long was the process from the original idea to yesterday's drop?
We've been on this project with Revive Our Gulf and the University of Auckland for at least coming up 4 years now. So we've done, as I said, 150 tonnes 2 years ago. Down at Okahu Bay, right in the heart of the city, Ngāti Whātua did 30 tonnes and, you know, for the first time ever, they actually saw dolphins coming into Okahu Bay, which, you know, they hadn't seen for at least a couple of decades. Naitai Ki Tāmaki, which is out in the Maraetai areas, they're getting ready to do their mussel drop in August. So it's a fantastic way of how community and mana whenua working side by side, hand in hand, what we can do today will serve our future generations.
That was the Chief Executive for the Ngāti Manuhiri Settlement Trust, Nicola McDonald, speaking to me about yesterday's drop of green-lipped mussels into the Hauraki Gulf.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.